This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A fourth student could face charges after allegedly threatening to shoot up an area school. The 12-year-old was overheard making threats earlier this week at East Columbus High School. When confronted by a principal and law enforcement, he said the comments were a joke. Three teenagers have been charged after threats were made against West Columbus High and Kiana Middle Schools on Wednesday. The juvenile has been charged for making a Snapchat threat against Nakina, while Wesley Pridgen and Timia Riggins were arrested and charged with communicating threats of mass destruction. Look for more on this story on our website. Leroy Moore was found guilty of first-degree murder Thursday and sentenced to life in prison for the 2019 killing of Tony Baker at Sandy Ridge Apartments in Wyville. This was the second time Moore has been tried for the killing. Trial earlier this year ended in a hung jury. The National Weather Service is advising that a coastal low could produce tropical weather here into next week. Currently, the low has about a 30% chance of becoming our next tropical system. Whether or not it strengthens, it will increase rain chances in our area starting on Saturday. At the same time, Tropical Storm Gordon has formed in the mid-Atlantic. It will be at least a week before forecasters have an idea of Gordon's track, but it's a good reminder to get your emergency supplies in order. Heavy rains and remnants of Hurricane Francine have led to the rescheduling of several football games that were set for tonight. The cruise in for Heroes at Tabor City has also been postponed. That will be rescheduled. The state Republican Party is suing the State Board of Elections over digital IDs being allowed in the November elections. The state board ruled earlier this year that UNC Chapel Hill digital student IDs could be used as opposed to a physical identification card. The state voter ID law, however, specifically states that a voter must present a physical identification card or fill out an exception form. State legislators have passed the biennial budget, including more funding for school opportunity scholarships and a requirement that local sheriffs cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement when dealing with illegal immigrants. Governor Roy Cooper is expected to veto the bill. That veto will likely be overridden. Sharon Haw is the new principal for East Columbus High School. She was assistant principal at Edgewood Central in Whiteville until recently. She's a native of Regalwood. Haw replaces Kenneth Bowen, who abruptly resigned on August 16th after a year at East. He received a payout of $44,000 on his separation from the county schools. The Columbus County Disaster Coalition is working to bring the faith community together for large and small emergencies. The coalition will host Faith and Preparedness, a free seminar and luncheon that's going to be September 26th at Vinyl Station from 9 to 1. It's mainly for pastors and church leaders, but for anyone to find out what emergency resources are available in our area and how to use your resources to help others. The event is free. You need to RSVP by September 17th, however. Contact the coalition online for that. Chaplain Marcia DeRoush of the Coalition is our guest on tomorrow's edition of the Columbus Connection. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.